Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. So happy to be with you once again as we go through the NFL Week 13 of the NFL, NFL Rewind style on Sports Overnight America. Man, oh man, once again, it did not disappoint us, people. We had one of the most insane games from the Raiders and the Jets, where it looked like the Jets were going to steal one and finally get in the W column, but no, not to be. The Raiders do it with a late deep pass and get it done. Just crazy. The Vikings, they needed overtime to get past the Jaguars. The Giants behind Colt McCoy. Yeah, that's what I said. Colt McCoy. When the Giants getting a victory against the Seahawks, who have been a little bit up and down as of late, to be quite honest with you. Green Bay Packers, they just kind of keep it rolling with my guy, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that dude is just flat out unbelievable. Amazing how that guy is playing. Just really, really fun to watch him. Just looks like he has total control of the offense when I'm watching him and just doing incredible things. But just an amazing day. The Dolphins, they continued to win. It doesn't really seem to matter who they put in there at quarterback. Musical quarterbacks, if you will, whether it's Tua or Fitzpatrick and Fitzmagic, and that's what it was. The Browns, man, maybe that's the biggest takeaway. They just looked amazing in the first half and put up a ton of points on the Titans, who then came back to make it interesting. And Baker Mayfield, man, a record-setting day for that cat. So I'm hard on him, but wow, four TDs in the first half of that game and playing a pretty spectacular game. So got to give him credit. Colts, Rams, a lot of teams doing what they should at this point in the season. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do it. It's Andy Dorf, the Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind style. I'll be right back.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Go blast through light and red!
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
They don't manage to start lightning.
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can.
Eddie,
do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Talking about being savage, I like that, actually, because, you know what, at this point in the season, when you're into week 13 of the NFL brutal season, you got to be a savage to be getting through it at this point. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf coming at you with the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me a couple different ways. You can obviously hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always try to call me and talk to me about what's on your mind at 1-800-878-7529. I'm going to run through the scores like I always do, get you filled in and up to speed on that, and then I'll go through the divisions and let you know what's going on there. By the way, Chiefs have already clinched a spot in the playoffs, so 6 straight season doing that. Impressive. All right, so let's run through them all for you, and why not start with the Chiefs, who, by the way, they struggled for most of that game, but they do beat the Broncos 22-16. Patriots absolutely demolish the Chargers 45-0. A donut, nothing, nada, zero, zilch. Great performance from the Patriots. I'll be honest with you. I watched some of that football game, and man, oh man, that defense, that offense, it was clicking for them 100%. Packers 30-16, they beat the Eagles. That's important because the Seahawks go down to the Giants, who were led by Colt McCoy. Yeah, that's what I said. Colt McCoy beating Russell Wilson this point in the season when the Giants need a victory and pushing themselves into first place. So, yeah, that was a big-time victory. All right, Cardinals go down to the Rams 28-38. The Rams take that one. Texans put up a good fight, but the Colts come through in the end, 26-20. That's the final there. The Raiders, in maybe the crazy game of the day, they get it done on a miracle play at the end of the game to win it 31-28. The Minnesota Vikings, they needed OT to beat the Jaguars 27-24. Dolphins 19-7 behind Tua. Brownies, they get it done behind a big day from Baker Mayfield, 4 TDs, 41-35 over the Titans, who have been winning some big football games. So this is kind of one of those games where they finally had a letdown. Bears go down in a shootout to the Lie-Downs, 34-30. Saints, they continue to win once again without Drew Brees, 21-16. And still, by the way, have the best record in all of the NFC. Okay, so here I'm going to run through the standings for you, get you up to speed, and let you know what's happening there. And by the way, obviously, a couple few games still to happen because of the COVID stuff. So we've got a couple Monday nighters. We have a Tuesday night game. This, hey, you just got to get used to what's going on in the NFL because it's 2020 and we're dealing with a different animal, something we've never seen. Washington, that team from Washington playing the Steelers, who are still undefeated. Bills, 49ers, that's your Monday night stuff. And then Tuesday night, yep, that's right, Tuesday night, if it goes down, you never know, it's the Ravens. So Ravens hosting the Cowboys in an absolute desperation game for the Ravens at this point. All right, so let's run through the standings as they stand right now. Buffalo, Miami, those two teams on top of the division, 8-3, 8-4, but like I said, Buffalo still to play, could have basically a two-game lead when you look at it. Or it's like a half a game now. It'll actually be a game lead if they can wind up winning on Monday. All right, New England staying in things because they're 6-6. The Jets only notable because they're 0-12 and they have a legitimate shot at not winning one football game all season. Let that marinate for a second, people. Like, it is, we're at week, okay, going into week 14, they're 0-12, okay? So a loss for them is more likely than a win at this point. So the fact that they may go winless, again, I threw it out there last week and I said, what's more likely, Steelers going undefeated or the Jets going winless? And I said they both could happen. Right now I'm looking like a genius, but if I don't look like a genius, I won't be surprised either. But they're that bad, and the Pittsburgh Steelers might be that good. That's my point. All right, so moving on. Steelers, 11-0, again, with a game to play. Cleveland, 9-3. Maybe the biggest shock and surprise of the NFL, to be quite frank at this point, because what they did, I wasn't expecting it. I'm sorry, man. When I get into all this stuff, you'll hear me, but Cleveland Browns, man, 2020, it's definitely one of those years. They're 9-3. They're relevant in the NFL. The Cleveland Browns, yeah. They're better than the Baltimore Ravens at this point. 6-5, again, they've got a game to play. That'll be Tuesday. Bengals, season's done. Joe Burrow's out. They're 2-9. Tennessee Titans, that's a slip, man. I'm sorry, that's a slip. 8-4 for them and the Colts. Texans, the opposite, 4-8. Jacksonville, 1-11. Only interesting because they're obviously battling it out for that worst spot. Who's going to go? You're hoping that the Jets get a victory, actually, if you're Jacksonville. All right, Kansas City, 11-1. The Raiders, 7-5. Big win for them. Broncos, 4-8. Chargers, 3-9. On the other side, the Giants, like I said, big victory for them in Seattle. They're leading the division, 5-7. Still have a chance to be respectable. They've won four straight. Like, I don't know if you're paying attention, everybody, but the Giants are actually starting to look like a football team. So maybe they won't be that much of an embarrassment, that division. All right, Giants, 5-7. Washington, 4-7. Philadelphia, 3-8. Dallas, 3-8. Cowboys still to play. Washington still to play. So first place, Giants temporarily. Packers, 9-3. Looking at Minnesota, 6-6. Bears taking another L. Them and the Lie-Downs are both 5-7. And again, looking to have a spoiler type role. At this point, that's what they can hope for. All right, the New Orleans Saints, who, by the way, have also, if I'm not mistaken, clinched a playoff berth. So two teams have clinched playoff berths already. The Packers will probably do so next week if they get a victory, would be my guess. So New Orleans and the Chiefs both have clinched. They're both in the playoffs already. And they do lead their division 10-2. Tampa Tom and the guys are 7-5. Atlanta 4-8. Carolina is also 4-8. Again, both those teams looking to play the role of spoiler. All right, and in the NFC, which very well could be on its way to not being the best division in all of the NFL, the LA Rams, 8-4. The Seahawks took a hit, okay? They could have had this division in their hands. They could have held the keys. They literally could have been driving the car. But they took a bad L, man. Again, I can't wait till the next segment when I come back and talk about the good, bad, and the ugly about what I saw on the football field. But definitely got to tell you that the Seahawks, that was a game you got to win. You got to beat a desperate New York football giant team. So Rams 8-4, Seahawks 8-4, but the Rams have the lead in that division. Seahawks in second, Cardinals, they lost as well. We'll talk about that a lot. 6-6, San Francisco 5-6. Okay. All right. Hear the music. I know I got to take that pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back, like I said, talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, break it down for you. It's the NFL Rewind, people, man. I love talking NFL football. You know I do. And I'll tell you what, there's no better place to do it than right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf, everybody. I'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
And it is the Chiefs break huddle, and they're all white with red trim, moving to our left at the 21 of L.A. Golden opportunity. Mahomes under center. The snap, the spin, the fake handoff, and a drop back is 7. Screen pass for Hunt, 20. Outside the numbers, 15, 10. Got a block at the 5. Inside the pylon. Touchdown! Screen pass to Hunt.
Stafford has time. Going to let it fly. Going deep for Marvin Hall. The adjustment and the catch. Inside the 10. Stafford blitz coming. Floats one for the end zone. Golladay is the end. Touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Week 13, people. It's in the books, man. And if you're like me, I just feel like the NFL season is literally flying by, just kind of like the year, even though, quite frankly, man, this has been a god-awful year, like we all know. But it is moving. And the NFL season is fastly coming to an end, man. Like, I remember a long time ago saying, not really a long time ago. That's what's funny about it is I feel like it was a long time ago. And I was saying to you people, I'll be talking to you on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. And I was all jazzed up about it, right? And well, look now. I mean, now I'm going to be saying to you, goodbye, NFL Rewind, pretty soon. It's crazy. So it goes too fast. That's what I'm trying to say, man. Seriously, just goes way too fast. Matty Stafford had a pretty good game for those Detroit Lions, man. 402 yards, tossed it 42 times, completing 27 of those. 3 touchdowns, had that interception. But look, man, when you're throwing the ball 42 times, things like that are going to happen. I get it. And then AP, man, Adrian Peterson. Dude kind of turned the clock back a little bit. Couple touchdowns, 67 yards, 57 yards, 16 carries, giving you that balance. Like, that's been kind of missing, to be quite honest with you. So good to see Matty Stafford had a good game. Good to see my man AP turn it back. All right, so I kind of want to go through a lot of what's on my mind about things that I saw. I continue to see the Falcons beat themselves and make mistakes, and I get it. I understand it. And I watched some of that game against the Saints, and man, sometimes you're sitting there and you're shaking your head about decision-making, play calling, things along those lines. I think the biggest issue I had with what Atlanta did, they didn't go downfield much, and that's credit to New Orleans, man. If you're not paying attention, the Saints, that defense, starting to play a lot better. Over the last couple months, they've been pretty damn good. Better than average, probably the best all-around defense in the NFL right now. They're scary. That's... I'm going to tell you what I think at the end of it, obviously. You know I always give you my thoughts and opinions. But there's really no way around it. I have this weird feeling that the New Orleans Saints, they're a sleeping giant, man. When Drew Brees comes back, which I believe is next week, I'm scared to think about what that offense might look like. Michael Thomas seems like he's getting his groove back, and you know, Taysom Hill tossed it 37 times. So that was kind of cool to see Taysom, like, not just running it, which he did very well, too, 14 times for 83 yards. But I want to see that guy throw the ball a little bit. So 27 to 37, that's not too bad. A couple of touchdowns in the air and no mistakes, no interceptions. Did take a couple sacks, but look, that's part of the game. Michael Thomas, I'm curious to see how he'll look in a couple more weeks coming back from his injury. Alvin Kamara, I told you many times, I just absolutely love that guy. So I think the Saints are, I think they're scary dangerous, man. And scary dangerous in the most positive way that you could be using those two words in the same sentence, man. Because I know it doesn't sound good, but scary dangerous when I'm talking about this, this is like, I don't know what their offense, how good their offense will be. And they're still able to win football games even without Drew Brees. So, good football team. That's what I'm saying. Browns, man, they got to get – I got to give you credit, Baker. If you listen to the Dorfman, Baker, you know I'm hard on you, brother. I call people out, man. That's kind of what I'm supposed to do. Because if I didn't be objective about what I see, then I don't think I'd be doing my job. So at the same time, when I'm objective about what I see and when I'm seeing it now happen in a really, really good way for some dude who I've been very hard on, I got to give guy props, man. I just got to do it. Baker, that was one hell of a first half that I saw you play, bro. Absolutely fantastic, man. Honestly, I was amazed. I was blown out of the water. You were that good. You really were that good. Otto Graham, man. When you get mentioned in the name and in the same sentence as Otto Graham and your Baker, I think that's going to shock you. I think that's going to feel good. But most of all, I think it's kind of like a wake-up call, man. You got some skills, and you finally let it all hang out. Is this who you are moving forward? That's what I'm wondering. I don't want to see you take a bad loss down the stretch. I want to see you keep your composure, keep your calm, keep your poise. Because this was one of those... This was one of those wins, man. This was one of those wins that puts you in a different place. Or at least it could put you in a different place. It's the start to put you in a different place. And Ryan Tannehill, man, doggone you, bro. Every single time I want to believe that you can do things and take your team places. Man, you let me down. No other way to say it. Derrick Henry, what the hell? Here's what the hell happened. Cleveland hit you guys with a left, right, left, right, left, right, before you knew what the hell hit you. They put up 38 freaking points, man. 38 points in the first half. Titan defense, man, you got to be better. You got to be better, man, in a big-time game like this. Especially after what happened last week. I mean, man, oh, man, you want to talk about letdowns. This is a letdown. And on the other hand, hell of a win for my man Baker Mayfield. Seriously, bro. I'm hard on you, man. So when you do something like this, I gotta say it, you played flat out amazing. But don't let this go to your head, okay? Like that's what I don't want to see. Now don't be talking trash about how great you are. Be humble, take this W, keep going out there and producing. That's what you gotta do, man. That's what you gotta do. And Titans, look, you've won some big football games. So this was a letdown, man. And again, Ryan Tannehill, he was having a lot of trouble, okay? He, for some reason, whatever reason it was, he was throwing balls to the wrong people, wasn't seeing the field grade, and some of these things, tip balls, those are unfortunate. They happen, though, as well. Again, part of the game. Coming off of a beautiful win over the Colts from a week ago, and then, man, in a game where you have an opportunity to make Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns come back to earth, and you can't do it. Dolphins keep winning too. I like what I'm seeing from them, man. Whether it's Tua, whether it's Fitzpatrick, I don't care. It makes no difference. Like, somebody's getting the job done each and every week. And their defense, man, give it up to their D too. Their D's flat out tough. But Baker Mayfield, maybe that may be the performance of the day, man. I gotta give it to my boy. He had the performance of a day, man, where the guy goes out there, record-setting first half, four TDs, 38 points in the first half. That's too many, Titans. All right, hear that music. I know I gotta take a pause for the cause. I'm gonna do that. American Forces Network, we love you people. Appreciate you. Keep listening to us. Keep doing what you do so I can keep doing what I do, but appreciate you more than you know. Believe me. All right, I gotta take a break. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Chubb, the running back. Mayfield fakes the reverse. He throws the screen to Chubb. 10, 5, touchdown, Nick Chubb. Landry and Callaway, near side of the right. Duke Johnson, the running back. Mayfield shotgun, back to pass. Baker throws, caught. It's Duke Johnson. He's going in. Touchdown.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from Homedics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers, like the Google Nest Video Doorbell, the Google Nest Hub, or Google Nest Mini in both charcoal and chalk. Plus, right now, get free two-day shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
Second down and goal from the four. Back to pass off. One drive throw back corner of the end zone by the pylon. Leap into and a grab. That is a touchdown! Josh Reynolds lassos the ball. Beats Orlando Scandrick in the back corner of the end zone right over the pylon.
Third down and goal from inside the one. And they hurry up. Empty backfield. And they're going to throw it. And it's a touchdown for Josh Reynolds.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf coming at you with the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Man, oh man. Here's the deal, okay? I like Jared Goff. I like the Rams. I think they're a pretty good football team, okay? That's not my issue. My issue is this. I'm sorry, but Kyler Murray is not Kyler Murray right now, people. And if you can't see it, if you can't understand it, then you just don't know this guy's game. Dude ran for 5 carries, and he got 15 yards. Okay, this is a guy that can literally run. He can bust one for 50. 60, 70 yards at any moment. He's just like Lamar Jackson in the open field for the most part. So as much as I like Jared Goff and as much as I like the Rams and they deserve to win, they beat the Cardinals 38-28, and the game probably wasn't even that close, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, Kyler Murray ain't Kyler Murray. Jared Goff, you know what you're going to get out of this guy. He's going to put it up to his wide receivers each and every week. Robert Woods, he's hella capable. Cooper Kupp, that dude is very good wide receiver. He's got great wide receivers, quite frankly. He's got really good weapons. Gerald Everett, that dude's a pretty good tight end. Again, man, just a lot of weapons for him to play with. And the running game, that's where they really killed the Cardinals. Akers had a touchdown. Anderson Jr. had a touchdown. Jared Goff even punched one in around the goal line. So, yeah, they just kind of had their way. They imposed their will on the Arizona Cardinals. And Kyler Murray's just not Kyler Murray. I'm sorry, but he's just not. So, I ain't mad at you for trying, dude. But here's what I am mad at. I'm mad at that. This is still their best option to win a football game. Playing with a guy that shouldn't be out on the football field, as far as I'm concerned. He can't perform the way that he needs to. So I don't really think he should be out on the football field. I'm sorry, but I felt that way last week too. Really did. So I don't like the decision. I don't like a lot of the decisions that Kingsbury makes. I question them each and every week, I'll be honest with you. Again, they don't put points on the board when they should. They get bad penalties, take penalties all the time when they shouldn't be taking penalties. Those things add up. They're the best at something that you don't want to be the best at. They're the best at getting the most penalties every game. Most penalized team in the NFL. Arizona Cardinals. Yep. So kudos to the Rams, kudos to Jared Goff. Great, 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 great game from that guy passing, and rightfully so. But the Cardinals, man, you're going down the wrong path, man. If you didn't have that amazing catch from D-Hop a couple weeks ago in the end zone, the Hail Murray, as we were calling it, not the Hail Mary, but the Hail Murray, well, I'll tell you what. Y'all would have lost like 6 games in a row. You were 5-0 at one point. People were starting to drink that Kool-Aid, man. you got me sipping it, and that's all. Remember, I never was drinking. I said, oh, I'll sip on it a little bit. But I'm not buying it, and I'm not drinking it. All right, let's move on. Patriots, what? Wow. Where has that been all year, right? Where has that been? Just a dominating performance on both sides of the ball. And usually, if I'm not mistaken, Bill Belichick has big-time success against young quarterbacks in this league. So not surprising that Justin Herbert once again just tossed that ball over 50 times. Just amazing. But only completed 26 of them. Well, and two of them being interceptions. So again, man, Bill Belichick, just one of those guys. First time around, you're going to struggle. Is what it is. Cam Newton didn't need to do much. Really didn't need to do much. Running game was killing him, and just a dominating performance from the Patriots, which is what they needed to obviously keep themselves relevant in the mix for making the postseason. Kind of wanted to look at the postseason picture right now as it is. If I'm not mistaken, here's the way it looks. Steelers, Saints would both have byes. Again, this is all subject to change, which will be fun kind of to see how it does change in the last few weeks. This is wild stuff. I'll just go through the NFC. Packers would be the number two. They would be playing the Vikings, who right now are the number seven. Rams are the number three. They'd be playing the Buccaneers, who are the number six. And then you'd have the Giants playing the Seahawks. Giants would be the four. They'd be getting a home game. Seahawks are a five. Giants may not even have a winning record. Okay. AFC side, this is what it looks like. Steelers got that bye. Chiefs are the two seed. They'd be playing the Colts. Interesting matchup right now. Interesting. Colts are playing pretty well, and they do play up to the level of their competition a lot. Bills would be playing the Dolphins, another Packers and Vikings, Dolphins and Bills. Both those teams would be playing teams in their own division. I find that a little interesting. Browns would be playing the Titans in the 4-5 matchup. Browns would be in the 5, Titans be in the 4. So, wow, man. It'll be interesting to see how things change. Saints need to lose. Packers need to keep winning if that's going to change, because basically nobody else is all that close. Rams and Seahawks both have 8 wins, a couple behind the Saints. Packers 1 behind. Realistically, I think they have the shot, if anybody does. Steelers 11-0, Chiefs 11-1. Steelers could be 11-1. We'll have to wait and see. But ultimately, I think the Steelers control their own destiny too. But Chiefs potentially could change that. And then obviously things could change with all the other seeds. But that's the playoff picture as it sits in week 13. See how it changes week to week now. That's kind of the fun part of it. All right, Raiders, man, oh man, you were almost the joke of the NFL. Seriously. Almost found a way to blow it to the Jets, 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 Jets. Which would have been sad, pathetic, and any other bad, nasty adjective you can come up with. But somehow, Derek Carr and the fellas, they pull a rabbit out of their hat. Get it done and win that football game with a last-second heroic bomb. Gotta love when that happens. That's the kind of win that maybe it could get them going a little bit, hopefully. Derek Carr had 3 TDs and wound up having a decent game. Waller had a good game too. That dude, Darren Waller, a lot of receptions. 13, I think, 200-yard day catching, 2 TDs. So that's a big-time game. Big game. But the Raiders, it shouldn't have been that close. I'm sorry. It's embarrassing. I know you're going cross country, but that's embarrassing stuff. Really is. Kudos to the Giants, man. That's a nice win. Especially with Colt McCoy. Like, dead serious. That's a nice win. You know, that's like when you have a professional, like a pro's pro. That's what you call a guy like that. Being able to come in a situation where there's no way in hell the Giants thought they were walking out of Seattle with a W. I'm sorry. No freaking way, man. But you know what? Steady old Colt McCoy, this crafty seasoned veteran who never really made it too big, right? But at the end of the day, been playing this game a long time, and I don't know what's up with the Seahawks right now. I'm a little bit worried about them. Like, they're not – their defense, eh. I know the Giants only put up 17, but it's the Giants too. And they were playing with Colt McCoy, not even their regular guy, Daniel Jones. So I'm a little worried about the Seahawks as far as their offensive production. And it's amazing how things have changed because Russell Wilson and the Seahawks were another team, if I'm not mistaken, that was 5-0 at one point. So things have gotten tougher for the Seahawks as the season has progressed. And they've actually gotten healthier. You know, Chris Carson back, Carlos Hyde, both those guys on the field now. Rushing wasn't the problem. They just, like, Russell just didn't have that great of a game. One TD, one interception. It's just not going to cut it, man. Just not going to cut it. But kudos to Colt McCoy and having a good game plan from the Giants to put them in a position to come out of Seattle with a victory and maybe sole possession of first place. You gotta like that. You do. Chiefs get a win, but I wasn't impressed, okay? At the end of the day, here's where maybe my man Rodgers kind of got ahead of Patrick Mahomes. Maybe this was the day. Because Patrick Mahomes was good enough to get the job done over the Broncos, but it really wasn't a spectacular day. Aaron Rodgers, another 3-touchdown day for that dude. Aaron Jones had that breakaway run at the end of the game, which makes his rushing yards sound really, really good because he only had 15 carries, but he had 130 yards. So you're looking at him going, wow, was shredding him. But a lot of that happened on one carry, 76, 77 yards, if I'm not mistaken. It was once again just Aaron Rodgers doing what Aaron Rodgers does, man. He goes out there and he picks apart defenses, and he's been the steadiest guy. I guess that's my thought when I'm thinking about the MVP. Because I threw those numbers at you people last week, and I said, yo, how about Aaron Rodgers, and how about Patrick Mahomes, and Russell Wilson, who was on the outside already last week kind of looking in. And I said, you know, it might be a two-headed race between Patrick Mahomes and my guy, Aaron Rodgers. So, you know what? Look, Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, you guys got a shot. You got a legitimate shot to get to the Super Bowl. And Aaron, you've been spectacular. And that's why maybe you could be the MVP. I got to take a break. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out here on Sports Overnight America.
Blitz coming. Rodgers to a wide open receiver is Valdes-Scantling. Touchdown.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time with me, Andy Dorf, right here on the NFL Rewind, week 13 of the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Run you through the scores real quickly and then give you my parting shot. Saints beating the Falcons 21-16, Lions 34-30 over the Bears, Browns 41-35 over the Titans, Bengals go down to the Dolphins 19-7, Jags they lose to the Vikings 27-24, Raiders need it all the way to the end 31-28 over the Jets, still winless. The Jets, amazing. Colts 26-20 over the Texans. Didn't talk much about them, but you know what? Nice win, got to keep it going. Rams 38-28 over the Cards. Giants, big victory for them, and Colt McCoy. Seahawks 17-12, that's the final there. Packers 30-16 over the Eagles. Patriots 45-0 over the Chargers. And then the Chiefs, they win 22-16. Well, here's what I take away from week 13 of the NFL. Look, man, I love Aaron Rodgers. I love my Green Bay Packers. I'm super objective when they are not good, when they're not the team that I think they can be. But right now, I got to tell you what, Aaron Rodgers is playing at such a high level. It's really hard for me not to say that dude deserves to be the NFL MVP. That's all I'm saying, man. Like, I'm not trying to be a homer. I'm being objective. If he goes out there and has a terrible game in week 14, well, you know what? And Patrick Mahomes steps up, maybe Patty jumps back up. But right now, A-Raj has got the nod. All right, everybody, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. I appreciate Scott, who always does things for me on the other side, making it possible for you. I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.